Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature three more Motown artists that had a top 40 song after left the Motown record label. First up this half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, then Rockwell, the Marvelettes, Marvin Gaye, Rare Earth, the Supremes, and the Four Tops. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from the Isley Brothers on the T-Neck record label. That lady right here on Motown Memories.
You watching me.
Just like the 4th of July.
a Motown memory from the Marvelettes, When You're Young and in Love, and they reached number 23 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1967. Before that, Rockwell and Somebody's Watching Me, number 2 from 1984. Rockwell was Berry Gordy's son, Kennedy Gordy, who was born on March 15, 1964. And we started with the Isley Brothers on the T-Neck record label, That Lady, number 6 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1973. The Isley Brothers had a total of 80 rhythm and blues hits, and the song was originally recorded in 1964 on the United Artists label before they went to Motown. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, so far this hour, we've heard four Motown artists that had a hit after they left the Motown record label. Here comes the fifth with Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing. Well, Sexual Healing is a 1982 song that was recorded by Marvin Gaye on the Columbia record label. And as mentioned, it was his first single since his exit from his long-term record label Motown earlier in that year, following the release of his album called In My Lifetime. It is listed at number 233 on the Rolling Stone magazine list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. Well, a little more background on this song. In the winter of 1981, Marvin Gaye had relocated to Belgium following the end of a European tour, as he had financial difficulties with the Internal Revenue Service of the United States, and the end of his second marriage was forthcoming. Well, while in Belgium, Marvin began to curb his drug use and recover from his depression as he partaked in Belgium's beautiful beaches. He also began cutting ties with his long-term record label Motown, following the release of the album In My Lifetime, because it was an album that Marvin thought was not finished yet. He declared that he would never record with the label ever again after he accused Motown of betraying his creativity. Well, here is Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing right here on Motown Memories.
Fallon Reads with Tom Fallon.
Yahoo.com.
Bye.
Supremes featuring Diana Ross and You Keep Me Hanging On that reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1966. Vanilla Fudge had a hit with that song also in 1968. Their version reached number six, which was quite a different version. And before that, Rare Earth and We're Gonna Have a Good Time. It only reached number 93 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1972. And we start with Marvin Gaye and the Columbia record label Sexual Healing, number three from 1982. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring six Motown artists that had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. Well, here comes the six such artists this hour. The Four Tops with Are You Man Enough? Right here on Motown.
There's not a street that you can
from the Dunhill record label, Are You Man Enough, number 15 from 1975, and that song was taken from the movie called Shaft in Africa, starring Richard Roundtree. Well, this hour, we featured six Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.